The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this because it's just, it's so disgusting. Bud Light is in big trouble because of their partnership with a transgender individual. Now we're learning that Target Corporation, in 1 week, has lost $9 billion in market value following the revelation that they were selling women's swimsuits designed for men and men's anatomy. I think you've heard that story, and it's true. It actually is happening. Target is selling women's. They are women's one-piece bathing suits that are specially designed for male anatomy. It's part of their gay pride rollout and so forth, their pride collection. It was discovered that one of the designers of their Pride collection is an avowed Satanist. And that's not a rumor. It is true. An avowed Satanist is one of the designers of their Pride collection. Well, in 1 week, their stock went from $160.96 a share to $141.76 a share, which means they lost $9 billion in 1 week. That's a 12% drop in just 1 week. Now, will they recover? Possibly. We don't know. But in response, because of the enormous pushback, Target had some emergency meetings, and they sent out directives to stores across the country. And we also know this is true. Maybe we need to put the Pride stuff in the back of the store. Don't put it up front when people first walk in. Put it in the back. Well, word got out of these secret meetings, and then the LGBTQIA, the mafia, the gay mafia, they're going crazy. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? And even Governor Newsom from California. Yeah, Governor Newsom. Now get this. Target puts out this Pride collection, including this disgusting women's T-shirt, swimsuit. They get enormous pushback from their customers. And so they have secret meetings and say, well, we don't want to do what Bud Light did. So, okay, well, you know, we're not going to remove this stuff, but we're going to put it in the back of the store from the front. So the gay mafia has a fit. Now they're going to boycott Target. And we got Newsom, the governor of California, sends out a tweet attacking Target. Yeah, attacking Target. In the tweet, well, let me back up. On Tuesday of this week, Target announced, quote, it was making adjustments to our plans to promote and sell Pride Month merchandise. They attributed the decision to volatile circumstances. Target did not say which items would be removed, but confirmed it moved its Pride merchandise to the back of some stores, particularly in the South. Well, Governor Newsom goes on the attack against Target. Here's what he tweeted. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, tweeted this yesterday. Quote, CEO of Target, Brian Cornell, selling out the LGBTQ plus community to extremists is a real profile in courage. This isn't just a couple stores in the South. There is a systematic attack on the gay community happening across the country. Wake up, America! This doesn't stop here. You're black, you're Asian, you're Jewish, you're a woman. You are next. Really? Fear-mongering, guilt, ridiculous accusations. That is Governor Gavin Newsom of California attacking Target because Target listened to their customers. Mm-hmm. And then, this one I just have a hard time with, and I'm not going to deal with it very much. The North Face, they make coats and outerwear. Through the years, I've had a couple of North Face jackets, you know, rain jackets. And the North Face, most of you are familiar with North Face merchandise, sports merchandise. Anyway. They are going full-blown into this Pride thing, and not just for the month of June. They're calling it the Summer of Pride, and I've checked this out. This is not rumor. This is not innuendo. This is reality. North Face is calling this entire summer the Summer of Pride, and they have released a video. And you can pull it up if you want to. Do an internet search and do North Face Summer of Pride video, and it'll pop up. The video features evidently a well-known drag queen. Never heard of this person. I'm not even going to give the name because the name is suggestive. And the entire video... this individual, this drag queen, is dancing and prancing and it's not, I don't want to misrepresent it. It's not sexually explicit. It's not, but it's clearly a man dancing and prancing through fields and singing, and this is going to be the summer of pride, and it's about time that we, anyway, it's disgusting. It is just absolutely disgusting. And the North Face, and here's the thing that's, I guess, puzzling, but maybe it's not. The whole Bud Light thing was a complete fiasco. Anheuser-Busch has lost hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's not an exaggeration. And their stock continues to slide downward. Their sales continue to decrease. It has been a marketing financial catastrophe for Anheuser-Busch. And they're trying desperately to turn it around. It doesn't look like they're going to turn it around anytime soon. Then we have Target, who loses billions of dollars because of their pride-themed things and their over-the-top explicit things. Billions of dollars. So you have two major companies together losing billions of dollars, and now we have the North Face doing something as in your face or even more in your face than either Anheuser-Busch or Target, and they're not going to face the same? I think what it teaches us is the liberal left is so entrenched in their wicked evil. I've used those words a lot today, and intentionally. They are so entrenched in their wicked, evil ideology that they don't care any longer about profit. They have an agenda. They want to brainwash people to make the abnormal normal, and in many ways, to reach children. Now, not only with Target, not only are they unique this year in providing this ridiculous women's swimsuit made for men, but they have come out with much more children's apparel with Pride theme. Clearly, an attempt to reach children with a sexualized message. We could say, when will these companies learn? I don't know that they want to learn. They are dead set with their ideology. And they are more than willing to lose millions, maybe even billions of dollars in order to put forth this agenda. They are that serious about this. How serious are we about our agenda? Think about it. How serious are we about our agenda? How much are we willing to pay to tell the truth?
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Wow. We are now up to 75 families, 75 complete families that will be rescued from starvation, from certain death. 75 families. We're $40 away from 76 families. Yeah, we're just $40 away from rescuing the 76th family. Right now, we're at $7,560. $100 rescues every family. So we are $40 away from our 76th family. I'd love to get to 80 families before we end today. And I know we can. Go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on World Concern. Every $100 rescues one family. Again, to those of you who have given, you have been so incredibly generous. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much. We're running out of time for today. But there is still time to go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on World Concern. Somebody could pitch in $40, and we would be at 76 families. I'd love to see us get to 80. All right? Thewordcolumbus.com, click on World Concern. I love this story. I'm not going to read it all to you. I know Jeff will post it as soon as he hears me talking about it. I'm a little surprised, pleasantly so, that this was in Newsweek. Yeah, Newsweek. Headline, How Science Stopped Backing Atheists and Started Pointing Back to God. It's an editorial by Stephen C. Meyer, who is the director of the Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle. And it's an excellent article about how the more science learns, the harder it is to be an atheist. Because atheists want us to believe that everything happened by accident. It just happened naturally. It just happened. The world, all of creation. Oh, well, they wouldn't use the word creation. All of nature, all of the universe. It just happened. And the point that he's making is that the more we learn, The deeper we go into the molecular world, the more we go into DNA, the more obvious it is there is a plan. There is order. There is symmetry everywhere. Nature is not chaotic. It is incredibly well ordered. He points out how that the earth has to be perfect. If we were just a tiny bit closer to the sun, life couldn't exist. If we were a tiny bit farther from the sun, life couldn't exist. If we had just a tiny bit less water, life couldn't exist. If we had a tiny bit more water, life couldn't exist. If we had a tiny bit more gravity, life couldn't exist. If we had a tiny bit less gravity, life couldn't exist. If we had a tiny bit less oxygen, carbon dioxide. He makes the point out that the distance from the sun, the gravity, the environment, the atmosphere is perfect for life. And it's just incredibly difficult to understand, to believe that it just happened accidentally. And then he goes into the Big Bang, which hardly anybody believes anymore. I mean, that was settled science. The Big Bang, that was settled science. But then they finally started dealing with the obvious. Where did that blob of matter come from before the Big Bang? How did it get there? Because the whole Big Bang thing is that everything in the entire universe was compacted together in this very, very small ball, and it was held together by intense, beyond our imagination, gravity that held it all together, and then boom, all of a sudden it just exploded. Okay, where did that come from? And science has no answer for that. Plus, there are many, many other problems with the Big Bang. And it is really falling out of favor in the scientific community, where just a few years ago, you were not allowed to even doubt the Big Bang. You couldn't do that. Everybody believed it. It's an excellent article. And again, how science stopped backing atheists and started pointing back to God. And it was in Newsweek. I'm just pleasantly surprised. And then quickly, and I'll have to do this really quick, Matt Areza, you probably don't recognize the name. He came out of San Diego State University as a kicker. He was drafted by the New York Jets, but he was kicked off the team days after charges were filed against him for being involved in a gang rape. There was no proof, there was no evidence, but the New York Jets kicked him off the team anyway. Well, now a year later, the prosecutor has admitted he wasn't even close. Well, he's getting another chance. Good for him, and please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.